from Indiana's business news leader. This is IBJ Media's Inside Indiana Business with Gary Dick, presented by Elevate Ventures, Indiana University, and Liona.
Drivers, start your engines!
May in Indianapolis. A timeless tradition that uniquely links Indiana
for my Indiana. Oh.
To the world. Power. Passion. Pageantry. And economic horsepower. It's time to buckle in for Business at the Brickyard. Presented by Gainbridge and Liuna.
Hello and welcome to Inside Indiana Business. I'm Gary Dick, coming to you this week once again from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway as we continue our Business at the Brickyard series this month of May, a look at the economic impact of motorsports on the Indiana economy. You know, for many decades, this venue was really a one-event venue. It was the Indianapolis 500, the month of May. That was it. Well, that has changed dramatically here. The Indianapolis Motor Speedway is in use for events approximately 200 days a year now. That has a big economic impact on the city and the state. A report released just last year pegs the impact of activity here at more than $1 billion, and more than half of that amount comes during the month of May. And joining me now with more on the economic impact of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the evolution that continues to take place here at the world's greatest race course, pleased to be joined by Penske Entertainment Senior Vice President Allison Melancton. Allison, welcome.
Well, thank you.
As May begins, a lot of positive signs. I know we talked to Speedway President Doug Bowles last week. He said ticket sales up at this point, about 15,000 or so. So that's a positive sign heading into the month.
Yeah, we've got great momentum this year. We do every year, but this year has that little extra push. Next to the 2016 100th running, we are right behind that, marching on ticket sales. So it's good news.
This venue has become obviously a year-round venue. I'm old enough to remember the time when this was a one-event place. That certainly is different now with so many days taken up by activities. As you look at the month of May in particular, you try to do things to spice up the month, to make it more attractive for fans. Talk about that effort as you look at the month of May.
Yeah, and as we balance tradition versus innovation, we try to do some of the same things every year, but give them a little extra spice, a little extra innovation to make them interesting. This year we added the fan fests at four different locations around the state, which have been hugely popular, trying to connect fans directly to the Indy 500, make them understand the history, but also the excitement, and hoping that they're going to join us at least in one point during the month.
You talk about balancing a tradition with new things and breaking new ground, if you will. Years ago, you had the big Rolling Stones concert here and those types of things. From a strategic standpoint, as you look at new things and adding things here, everybody wants to know what's next. What's that process like? Is it an internal discussion that, you know, trying to figure out what's best and what makes the most sense for IMS?
Yeah, internal discussion, definitely. And since Roger Penske purchased us in 2020, of course, he's a big part of that. So between Doug Bowles, Mark Miles, and Roger, a lot of conversation about what works best here at our racetrack. And we continue to add things. They are motorsports related.
Yeah.
So I don't know that we're going to add another Rolling Stones concert, but certainly everything's on the table.
Yeah, and as you look at the month of May, entertainment is a big part, obviously, of Carb Day, and that's gotten bigger than ever. I think, what can fans expect when they come out to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway this month of May?
Well, first off, we continue to make facility improvements, and Roger's done an incredible job making all of the customer service areas upgraded better. So as customers come to us every year, they should be seeing new and different things. We've got a new concessionaire this year, so expect some great food. We've got the naturalization ceremony, which is also this month, this is our third year doing that. Well, we will bring 33 residents to citizenship, which is exciting for us. We'll have all the suites sold, all the hospitality areas sold, so it'll be like it always is, full of people, full of excitement and enthusiasm.
From that corporate standpoint, which I know you're responsible for, those partnerships, how's the corporate interest
in the Indianapolis 500 and the Motor Speedway.
Off the charts. We wish we had more hospitality space to put them in, more suites, more ability to host more events, but we're basically sold out of every space every day. We have a few pockets here and there of some of our smaller hospitality rooms if anyone's interested, but overall, we're sold out.
Allison Melanchthon, Senior Vice President, Penske Entertainment. As always, thanks very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. Well, this May is shaping up to be an extra special month, combining two Indiana passions, speed and hoops.
Oh, Toppin goes between the legs.
And that is likely to have cash registers ringing in and around downtown Indianapolis. A new chapter in the 1990s rivalry build as the Hicks versus the Knicks, as the Pacers and Knicks square off in the second round of the NBA playoffs.
Miles Turner hits a big three.
And the Indiana Fever and superstar Caitlin Clark, who's been getting fans revved up since arriving in Indy, will be at Gainbridge Fieldhouse for four regular season games this month. And one more tie between hoops and motorsports. Fever legend Tamika Catchings will serve as the Grand Marshal of the AES 500 Festival Parade in downtown Indy on May 25th. Well, coming up next.
A motorsports museum of the future. A behind-the-scenes look at the nearly $90 million facelift preserving Indianapolis Motor Speedway history next.
We build Indiana. The Laborers International Union of North America are men and women building roads and bridges to get Hoosiers where they're going today and a new energy infrastructure that will keep Indiana competitive tomorrow. LIUNA's over 12,000 statewide members also grow local economies, earning good union wages, shopping where they live and work, and paying taxes. We build Indiana for good jobs and stronger communities. The Laborers International Union of North America. We are LIUNA.
Time now for our Eye on Education, brought to you by PNC Bank.
The inaugural Indianapolis 500 in 1911. 60,000 race fans watched Ray Haroon take the checkered flag in a car equipped with what's believed to be the very first rearview mirror in America.
Well, innovation like the rearview mirror and education really a part of the fabric of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And what for decades has served as the hub for education and information about IMS and the Indy 500 is undergoing a major makeover that stands to make it one of the most visited sites in Indiana. Mary Rachel Redmond is standing by at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Museum with that story.
Well, Gary, the first thing you see once you go in the main gates and up the hill to the Motor Speedway is this, the IMS Museum. It's been front and center for nearly 50 years, but this May, it's officially closed for business.
Nothing that they remember is going to be the same. It's going to be a museum of the 21st century.
The Indianapolis Motor Speedway Museum dates back to the 1950s, a project originally spearheaded by Tony Holman himself. The legendary owner of the track knew he had something special in the Speedway.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
And had the foresight to begin preserving its history, opening the first museum in 1956 at the corner of 16th and Georgetown.
The original collection started with 13 vehicles, and it quickly outgrew its boundaries. So in 1974, the construction began on this building. It opened in 1976, and it was operating until as late last year.
Now the museum is undergoing its first major renovation in nearly four decades. I met up with IMS Museum President Joe Hale to get a behind-the-scenes look at the $89 million makeover.
You know, one of the hot spots for folks during the month of May is to visit the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Museum, and it's not open.
Well, doesn't it look open, though? I mean,
the outside is
completely done. New windows, a new front facade to it all. But inside, we are far from welcoming visitors.
All right, let's go take a peek.
Let's do it.
So we've walked through the front door that really looks like the IMS Museum of old. But now that we're inside, it's going to look a whole lot different.
Every single square foot of this museum is going to be new.
He's not kidding.
One of the things that I think is so special about the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is the history.
Yes.
And you guys are going to be able to really tell that history in a way
that you've not been able to do.
In the past, you kind of walked in and you saw everything. Now you've got to go, you follow a path, you follow a storyline.
So we're approaching one of the pieces of this storytelling.
Right. And this is Gasoline Alley. It's going to have seven different garages representing seven different eras of the 500. You'll see the evolution of design, of technology as you walk down. And then you go to the starting line, what it's like to be on the starting line race morning, the smells, the sights, the sounds that go on that morning. And then from there, you go into our winner's gallery with our 34 winning cars. So there's going to be a grand staircase right here going up to a new mezzanine. Actually cut out an oval in the mezzanine so you can go look down on the winning cars, the BorgWarner trophy. And then if we walk right over here, there's going to be a big stairway going down to the basement. Now the basement's part of the museum. You'll go through a long hallway and feel wind on your face and hear the cars going by you 230 miles an hour. This is going to be the qualifying zone gallery. Tons of stuff for kids to do. There's going to be a dissected car to show, taken apart and show that how they come together. There's going to be seven different simulators back there. You can actually drive in the 500, some for kids, some for adults.
But perhaps the most important piece of this entire renovation is a dedicated focus on education. The museum will now feature a unique hands-on STEAM classroom, exposing students of all ages to potential careers in the motorsports industry.
This new STEAM classroom that we're going to have that can illustrate and educate kids on the wonderful job opportunities that are right here in Indianapolis now. So we're really excited about having education as kind of a keystone of what we're doing here.
We want to be one of the greatest automotive museums in the world.
And museum officials tell me the renovation will be finished by next April. And speaking of museum-worthy history, Alexander Rossi shocked race fans in 2016 when he took the checkered flag to win the 100th running of the Indianapolis 500. Now he's taking horsepower to a whole new level.
Alexander Rossi made history at Indianapolis in 2016, winning Indy on fumes.
Alex, you are the champ. Number 100, baby.
A rookie putting his racing talents in the limelight. Now Rossi and other IndyCar drivers are hitching their racing talents to the fastest thoroughbreds in the world.
Getting people involved from different motorsports arenas to come together to have a partnership in a horse.
And Bodemeister's got a 5-length lead!
Rossi, one of the IndyCar drivers embracing America's Best Racing, a premier platform in the horse racing industry.
So, what do you
think? Yeah, there he is. The guy. Hello. Look at you.
Rossi has teamed up with West Point Thoroughbreds out of Kentucky.
Like, this is just amazing. Very cool. I have a newfound passion for, well, I like anything racing related. I've always loved horses. My mom had horses when I grew up. But this is kind of combining them all together, so it's pretty cool.
And Resilience has now moved up to take the lead.
No matter if it's a horse blitzing along the dirt or grass, or an athlete behind the wheel driving a race car at 220 miles an hour. Speed is speed, whether it's the run for the roses or the greatest spectacle in racing.
Changed forever here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
All right, Mary Rachel, horsepower in the form of high-powered engines and the four-legged variety coming together. Appreciate that report. Well, coming up next, we go to Monument Circle, where Kylie Valletta has details on how IndyCar is hoping to drive up adoption numbers at an Indianapolis animal shelter.
Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Well-Being at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business. at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Welcome back to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and our Business at the Brickyard coverage. You know, a major capital campaign is underway in Indianapolis to build a new animal shelter. And some big name IndyCar drivers are adding fuel to the effort. Our Kylie Valletta is on Monument Circle with more on that story. Kylie.
Thanks, Gary. McLaren drivers are taking a break from their race duties to shine a spotlight on the health of animals in Indianapolis. We're at a very special photo shoot today on Monument Circle that's kicking off a campaign for the entire month of May.
Oh, that's perfect!
Big Push is to raise the last bit of money to support the city's new shelter for the Indianapolis Animal Care Services. And who better to capture the attention of Hoosiers than IndyCar drivers? Pato O'Ward, Alexander Rossi are teaming up with Friends of Indy Animals for what they're calling the Race to the Finish Line. Friends of Indy Animals is a nonprofit that supports Indianapolis Animal Care Services. The group has already raised 99% of their $7 million goal for the shelter, but they're hoping this photo campaign, which will last the entire month of May, will be the final push to the finish line. Groundbreaking is just 1 month away for the new shelter, which will be built on the city's southeast side. Leaders say that area is the second highest in Marion County for stray pickups and animal control related runs. They say the current shelter is outdated and plagued with overcrowding. The new shelter will triple the amount of space, add special health care suites, and improve the overall conditions for the animals and staff. While the driver's celebrity status is helping the cause, they say the animals are the real star of the show.
I love dogs, and it just, you know, they're so happy all the time, and it's a reminder that everything's going to be okay kind of thing.
As much as the challenges that we have, you know, at the racetrack, you take a step back and realize, you know, how fortunate of a position we are to be in, and, you know, doing things to help make a better environment for the animals and for the people that are helping the animals is something that I think we at Arrow McLaren take a lot of pride in.
It is so hectic and there's so much stuff going on that sometimes these things actually help out rather than take away, just because it gets your mind off of it and you get to think of other things.
I love the tongue. You're such a good girl.
Every donation is making a difference. And, you know, it doesn't matter if it's $1, $10, $100, or $50,000. I always say everything is something. And, yeah, it's great to see people kind of, you know, helping out a community like this.
And the pets you see the drivers posing with are available for adoption. And as part of this final push, throughout the month of May, any donation will be matched up to $20,000 by an anonymous donor. Gary, back to you.
All right, Kylie, thank you. Well, when we come back, we will take a look at another major sporting event about to happen in Indianapolis, plus a creative look at efforts to grow the Indy fan base statewide. Stay with us.
Here's what's making news around Indiana. Brought to you by the Indiana Association of Realtors. Indiana's 21,000 realtors. The neighbors you know, the experts you can count on.
What do the Beatles have in common with the world's greatest race course?
People whispered that the Beatles were housed at the Speedway Motel.
Well, they stayed at the old Speedway Motel before their historic concert at the Indiana State Fairgrounds in 1964.
Well, officials from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, including IMS President Doug Bowles, they've been shaking it up around the state of Indiana with a unique grassroots effort aimed at increasing the IndyCar fan base.
It started in Indianapolis in early April at Bottle Works. FanFest, a unique effort to connect with race fans where they live.
Yeah, this is very unique because it's really the first time that we're able to get out of central Indiana. So not only are we going to be here local to Indy, but we're going to be out in Fort Wayne at Electric Works. We're going to take this fan fest down to Evansville and be there with some of our fans.
IMS President Doug Bowles led the grassroots effort.
Props.
Yes.
Hitting the road to Fort Wayne, Bloomington, Evansville. Getting up close and personal with fans, like this one in Bloomington, who connected with Indy 500 champion Tony Kanaan in real time.
How are you doing? Like your shirt?
Look at that.
FanFest is about personal connections, a simple, old-school effort to celebrate Indiana's rich history of automobile innovation and racing and rally the state around a global event that is uniquely Hoosier.
Well, this was the first year for Indy Fan Fest, and Speedway officials say they will continue. In fact, are likely to add locations next year.
Now let's take a look at what else is making headlines around Indiana. It is billed as the popcorn capital of the world. Van Buren, Indiana produces more than 70% of the planet's popcorn as the headquarters for Weaver Popcorn Manufacturing. This week, the popcorn company announcing plans to invest $22 million into its Grant County operations. And Indianapolis continues to prepare for yet another major sporting event next month. For the first time, the U.S. Olympic swim trials will be held in an NFL stadium, three pools being constructed inside Lucas Oil Stadium. The nine-day event that begins June 15th, expected to have a more than $100 million economic impact.
It's been 100 years since Indianapolis hosted this event. They did so 100 years ago at Broad Ripple Park. Well, that's all the time we have for this edition of Inside Indiana Business from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I'm Gary Dick. Thanks for joining us. Go out and make it a successful week.
Thank you for listening to the Inside Indiana Business Television podcast. Remember, you can get the latest business news from every corner of the state at InsideIndianaBusiness.com. I'm Gary Dick. Go out and make it a successful week.